going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, 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 it's finally here. The Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket on a Monday. It's finally here. NFL Draft Week. Oh, we'll have parties all week long. It's like Oscars week. Going to the high-class parties every single day. Rieger, how excited are you on a scale from 0 to 10?
That it's going to be over?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That
very
is gonna
excited
be over.
About that. No, I can't wait for Thursday.
No, but I can't either wait for it to be over.
It's going
to
be nice on Friday, too, when we can actually talk for the first time about something having happened instead of projecting
what might
happen.
But then more big thing. No, then you got the second and the third
and the fourth.
So
you're
much
right.
going
and then,
on.
Then we got the Tigers the rest of the offseason.
Okay, let's drag the draft out as long as we possibly can.
I heard the
can.
Michigan Panthers are 2-0.
They are. Way to go. Now,
big home game on Sunday?
Sunday, the home
Saturday?
Opener. Yeah, Sunday at 4,
Friday.
I believe. By the way, and obviously we got all sorts of draft stuff, and Rieger was on Friday. I wasn't on Friday after the JMO suspension came down. And just, what, a half hour ago, was it a TMZ report or Instagram Live?
So apparently, Woj, it was Instagram Live
at
the fight in Vegas this weekend.
Okay.
And J-Mo was sitting there with sunglasses watching the fight.
Okay.
And people were commenting stuff like, free J-Mo, are you going to make a bet on the fight? Stuff like that. So it looked to be live. Now, I guess there is some question on if it's really in Vegas, but it sure looked like it was in Vegas. So literally 24 hours after the suspensions comes down, and by the way, he probably knew he was going to get suspended, but he's in Vegas at a fight after he gets 6 games
right.
for gambling.
And listen, it's not against the rule. They didn't say you have to stay away. It sounds like it's something that was probably pre-planned because supposedly it was there with a lot of people, and it was I guess it was considered a big fight. I already see ticket. By the way, the number is 248-539-9797. I already see ticket text. Now, we'll debate whether to read some of these because they've seen other things about who was at a birthday party, and I don't know if it was a bigger deal. Maybe it was whatever. The immaturity issues existed kind of unspoken because I will give the media credit for this. We see and hear things, but no one wants to go running around and say, that guy's so immature. But, you know, you see a social media post here or you hear something like something else and you don't really put it together. And then when he does an act of complete immaturity, it doesn't make him a bad person that he broke that rule or whatever. Then you start to get, okay. Oh, those tweets about I need the ball. They like the people say you need the ball, J-Mo, and we need to get Lamar Jackson. Those things again, entitled to his opinion on individual. I don't care if you produce, but you know what? He's not going to produce for the first 6 games of next season, so he's already killed that angle.
Well, here's the problem, right? So not only is he going to lose over $300,000 in game money for not playing in those 6 games. But he also had damn near $7 million go from guaranteed cash to non-guaranteed.
Well,
so he probably is not going to see that money either. Now, it doesn't mean he's not going to be able to make it back. He's got unbelievable talent. But now you're looking at, as you just said, Wojo, kind of a timeline, whether it's the body language, whether it's the one catch so far in six games, whether it's the liking the Lamar Jackson tweet, which is kind of throwing Goff under the bus, which is the questioned rapport with Goff. None of that really matters as long as you can play football.
Right.
And nobody's going overboard. And to your point, nobody did go overboard. But then, of course, you get busted for being stupid. Right? You decided to make a bet in a place that you could not make a bet. And I know it's a dumb rule. It's a stupid rule.
I do really wonder, though, if he willfully ignored it or he didn't quite grasp it.
Either way, it's not good.
Of course.
You need to be educated on that. Okay, but again, we're going to let it pass. Not a big deal. We all bet. It's not a big deal. Who cares? But then when you have teammates that lost their job, like C.J. Moore and Quintez Cephas, they essentially got fired, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right. And the other receiver, I haven't heard of him, but he's suspended for six games either.
Yeah, Blackberry or Brindleberry.
He'd probably get kicked off the team, right? Like, they have no use for him probably now. He's not going to make the team. But then you also have four staffers. I know you guys don't think that's a big deal. In the Lions organization, that got fired as well last month for gambling. So now you have a guy like J-Mo that is not going to lose anything, with the exception of maybe the $7 million, which is a lot, obviously. But he's not going to lose his job. And he decides to go to Vegas. And he's sitting there enjoying himself on the internet while his teammates, some of them, don't have jobs.
Okay,
and
you can't pin the teammates on him. What, it's his fault that the other teammates did it too? You can't pin that on him.
It's his fault he did it. I'm just saying, overall, it's a bad look.
Well,
and this is all while saying I still think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't care about, with all due respect, the low-level guys and everything else.
You don't care about the low-level guys.
Yeah.
Typical Wojo.
And I do think, while it looks bad, and the Lions do need to look into how they handle these things, but the NFL does go around all the teams every year with these big symposiums explaining how to, you know, stay away from gambling and everything else. I don't know if other teams reiterate it more than the Lions did, and that's why they got eight people, four players. I actually think the biggest factor is that online gambling in Michigan is as rampant as any state. There's half of the states don't even have it, so that pretty much rules out half of the NFL players. But still, and whether you call it stupid or immature, I don't like the reaction. You know what? I'll even go back, Rieger, the night of the draft when the Lions made the trade and moved up, and they interviewed Jamison Williams at the draft, and he looked devastated. He looked like he was dead on his feet.
Oh, yeah. But stuff like this you're willing to throw out the window.
Oh, yeah. People said he was really tired.
Right.
He had traveled a lot.
Yes, but when you put it all together, though, it does seem
like
maybe it was a mistake at 11.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. And here's the question I want to ask, okay? And there's a couple different angles on this, including what it means for the draft going forward. I didn't think the Lions were going to take a shot at Jalen Carter anyhow. I definitely don't think they're going to take a shot now. And Rico was said, well, why not? I said, well, because they have sort of built around this culture thing, and when they took a chance seemingly on somebody, why would you take the same chance the next year or a similar chance? To be honest, Jalen Carter has a lot more red flags than Jamison Williams seemed to have, other than the torn ACL coming in. So let me ask you this. This whole thing, the whole Jamison Williams thing, people, you can argue, I don't care. I put it almost all on Jamison Williams.
Of course.
Almost all.
Yeah.
Okay. But I saw, and there was a lot of people, and I don't know if they're Lions homers or whatever, like, that rule is so stupid. The NFL takes all this money from gambling, say, bunch of hypocrites. And they should have been maybe a game, not six games. And then I heard some Rieger's nudging there a little bit, like, what did the Lions do? How could only the Lions get busted for this? How can this happen? And without knowing more, I have that question too. I mean, honestly, is it like something the Wi-Fi catches it, or does the do the gambling sites report to the NFL?
I think that's exactly what it is. They're in bed together. So obviously the gambling sites don't want players betting on games, or if they do, they want the NFL to know about it. So what I understand happens, I think, Woj, is after the season, they do a probe, and these people, the players, they put their names on the gambling apps. You got to put your social number on. You have it like I have it as well. So they know who you are. Then they go and geo-track you. If you make a bet on sports, they find out where you were. If you bet on the NFL, they know that too. So I think it's easy.
But it has to be connected to the Wi-Fi, I would think.
No. You have the 5G on your phone as well.
Okay, but for them to know, like, what and
not at all. No, Wojo. Hold
the
on.
Second thing too is Wi-Fi for the, because there was some report that J-Mo was gambling in his car.
Okay,
but Wi-Fi can be outside buildings too and still be connected to the building.
No, but hold on a second, because it's not just a Wi-Fi thing. Like, for instance, I was in Sam's Club the other day running some errands. Okay,
I don't want to hear it. Do you know it or not?
Let me explain to you, for crying out loud.
Well, you're just going to make something up.
I was not on Sam's Club Wi-Fi, but I like to do the checkout and go where you scan your phone and then leave, so you don't have to wait in line.
Yeah.
So I go to the app and says, "Hey, Jeff, we see you."
Okay.
They know exactly where you are. Your watch knows where you are. The phone knows it where was, you are. You can't get away with murder anywhere. They know where you are at all times.
It was just
your
a
phone tracks you everywhere.
We don't
everywhere.
Care at this stage. It was just a minor point I was trying to make.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God, you're going through geo-tracking. Obviously, they nailed him.
Well, you were trying to make the point. Maybe he was in his car using the Alliance Wi-Fi. No.
It's all part, and I don't even care because we don't know.
I don't either.
You're just guessing. We don't know how they track it. Maybe the Lions turned them in, and maybe the Lions were more vigilant than others.
Oh.
So it's stupid to try to break down how it happened.
Other people probably gambled but just didn't get caught?
I don't know.
It would be so easy to catch them.
It's so dumb to try to talk about it when we don't know information. And the other thing, too, the Lions aren't fighting it. Jameson Williams isn't fighting it. I see ticker text. Why doesn't he appeal and get it down? No. It's six games, and after three games, the three regular season games, you can ask for reinstatement and start practicing with the team, and I think that's pretty much all you can do. I don't think you can ask for more premature reinstatement, and you probably can't ask for more if you're going to Vegas.
Yeah, plus they probably got him dead to rights, too. I'm pretty sure they have their facts straight, so you can try to appeal, but I don't think it's going to do any good.
Let's go to the phones, 248-539-9797. Talk to Kevin. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Kev.
Hey, Kev.
Good afternoon. Permission to take both sides.
Permission granted, as long as you're more on my side, but go ahead.
Okay. I tend to be on your side. I think Jameson Williams has proven himself to be the definition of immature. He does not understand the consequences of his actions and how his behavior affects other people around him. And it's evident by the number of examples that you pointed out. But also, Brad Holmes traded up. That's his asset. That's something that he could take a lot of criticism for doing. And you got to insulate a guy like that and protect him. Because, one, he's in your clubhouse. You know he's immature. And so you got to figure out a way to handle that guy, even though he's an adult. But you don't have those issues with Sewell. You don't have those issues with Hutchinson. You got to handle him a little differently because, guess what? He's a wide receiver, and those guys tend to float to their own tune.
Hey, Kev, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I actually agree with what you're saying. Now, a lot of other people that are listening will say, what about personal responsibility? Jameson's 22 years old. He knew the rules. You can't do what he did. So the Lions are left off the hook. But I'm kind of more with you. I mean, listen, Brad Holmes has done a tremendous job as a GM. I think he's outstanding. I'm a fan of Brad Holmes, but the fact that this only happened to the Lions and what he said about Jameson, I do blame Brad a little bit as well.
I mean, you can a little, I suppose, but two things. One, on top of all of this, Jameson Williams went to the same college as Calvin Ridley, who got busted.
Right, so he should have learned from his Bama guy.
And he has Calvin Ridley like on his Twitter or Instagram. He has references to him, so he clearly knows him. Number two, from what I understand, the Lions did try to make sure Jameson wasn't isolated. Like, most injured players don't go on the road trips. They would take him on the road trips instead of leaving him behind to work on his leg or whatever. They tried to make sure he was where they were, from what I understand.
Which, by the way, is very similar to Calvin Ridley as well, because Calvin Ridley was injured when he made those bets.
See, exactly.
And Jameson very well could have been injured.
Well, idle time, I think, is a factor. Again, not an excuse, a factor. And
that's
third,
a great point.
Where you do blame Brad Holmes, and there's no way I can prove this, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite. When they made the trade up, I loved it. You know, he'll be... Could have gotten the number one receiver in the draft.
Well, let's not forget AJ Brown was just traded to Philly, and everybody was like, oh my God, what a great trade, right? So, like, you can go get your own receiver, and you don't have to make a trade.
And I was willing to deal with the injury and everything. This is my one concern. Did Brad Holmes, because he'd been pretty good trading and had an abundance of picks and had extra picks, did he treat that second first-round pick last year like a throwaway? Like, I'm not normally going to take a chance, but, well, I wasn't supposed to have this pick anyhow, so, yeah, let's take a chance on this guy.
You know, Wojo, it's kind of like when you gamble all night and you win a massive,
house money.
Yes, and let's say you're up a couple $100, and then, you know what? The Padres are playing late night. I'm just going to throw $200 on that game because I got an extra couple hundred from winning the big one.
Doesn't it feel like house money?
No.
Because from what I do, because from what I understand...
It's a pretty important pick.
No, I don't think he did it sort of subconsciously, because, I don't know, from what we've seen, he can't have come across as overly mature in interviews.
Yeah, but I don't even think it's about that. I think Brad Holmes said to himself, this guy is electrifying, and he's not going to be there if he's healthy. And he wasn't healthy, and this is my chance to get a game changer at receiver.
I agree.
And while I'm sure maybe he thought he was immature, he probably thought, like, we can handle it. And by the way, like, Brad Holmes, and I heard Rico and Mike talking about Holmes, and Rico's not sold on Brad Holmes just yet. This is one negative. Let's say it turns out to be a bust. That's a big negative, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But man, he's got so many other positives so far.
Oh, for sure. And here's the other thing. I keep thinking of these things. Like, the last Brad Holmes, I mean, there are reasons not to draft Jameson Williams. A, you had to trade up to get him. B, he's injured. C, I don't know, you might
he's
have
a
heard
receiver
some of these other things.
You can get receivers you feel anywhere in the draft.
But what was he blinded by?
The speed.
Right, speed. When's the last time a GM got blinded by incredible speed?
Don't say it.
Incredible speed, and it blew up in his face.
Don't say it.
You know who.
Don't say it.
You know.
No.
Javid Best.
I thought you were going to say Tease Tabor.
No, Javid Best.
Remember Tease Tabor was
yes.
Slow.
No, but
yeah.
Anam, all sorts of questions about concussion.
Coming from Cal, you're right.
And they traded up because blinded by speed. That's why I think, and this goes against the Brad Holmes mantra that we think, I think it was impulsive. I agree with that. I would have been impulsive too. Whoa. We can get the number one receiver in the draft at number 12? Well, yeah, I'm doing it. But he should know more than we know. Does he?
Do you think?
Yes. I think
your
he does.
Theory is he knew it was a bad idea.
No.
Or at least maybe a higher percentage of it being a bad idea
than
he was comfortable with.
Yes.
So he decided to say, you know what? It's been good so far. We got Sewell last year. I'm on a high. I just got Aiden. You know what?
No,
let's do it.
Not just that. It's like, do you see how fast he is? That's the overriding factor. General managers, both ways, can get killed by chasing speed or not believing in speed, as you said with Tease Tabor.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
What's the percentage
100.
That J-Mo comes out from this suspension and is just lights out? Like, integrates into the offense, finds the same page with Goff, and is a stud.
Chances?
Like, yeah, give me a percentage.
I don't think immediately. No, because he'll have not played for almost a year.
Which, by the way, is okay because he still has two more years left on his rookie deal. But that means he's also probably losing some money.
Well, you never know. Maybe he's that one gambler.
Pay him that $7 million.
But maybe he's that one gambler that wins all the time. Remember that one guy? There's one guy. Isn't there one guy? Nobody does, do they?
Nobody wins. They tell you they win. No. I wonder what kind of gambler he is. Does he say, like, I win? Or, I mean, this is a loss. The other question I have is, and I wish they told us, like, what was the bet? Because it sure in the hell wasn't
it
worth
probably was more
betting
than one.
On $7 million. Oh, you think so?
I assume.
Oh, I just thought it was like, I don't know, like Lakers-Celtics on a Tuesday night in November. and he saw a nice point spread, so he made a $10 like wager.
I will say this, ticket texters, for the most part, although I think they still want him to be good, are mostly killing simply Jameson Williams for this and not looking for elsewhere.
Mistake, yeah. Yes.
Ticket tags. JW is all about JW. He's a major diva who just got suspended for gambling, then shows up in Vegas. What a dumbass. 97.1 the ticket.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.